Chapter 7. A Friendly Face. When Harry heard the name Matto Macchi, he began to feel very nervous. He knew about the island and its bad reputation, and this was not a place he wanted to be trapped in. Harry wished that he had his gun. He needed something to defend himself in case the pirates discovered him hiding there. He remembered the knife in his pocket and hoped that it hadn't fallen out in the water. Harry put his hand into his pocket. The knife was still there. Meanwhile, the engine had started, and Harry could feel the boat begin to move. He heard the pirates as they walked near him. Harry's arms and legs were beginning to feel very uncomfortable, but he knew that if he moved even a little, he would be discovered. Harry kept thinking about Rachel and wondering where she was on the boat. Blackjack had taken Rachel down to his cabin. It was very dirty and disorderly, with empty beer bottles, papers, and maps everywhere. "I think we could become very good friends," he told Rachel, taking her in his arms and trying to kiss her.
"Get away from me!"
Rachel shouted, lifting her hand to hit Blackjack. But he caught it and held it behind her back.
"You ferocious little cat," said Blackjack. "Because of that, you will stay in here until we arrive at the island."
And he threw her onto the floor and left. Rachel got up and went to the door.
"He's locked it," she said angrily, kicking the door hard.
After what seemed like an eternity, the boat anchored at the island of Matto Macchi. The motor stopped, and Harry heard the pirates laughing and talking loudly as they walked along a wooden platform leading to the beach. Blackjack's voice was louder than the others.
"Come on, my precious," he was saying. "You're coming with me. I've got plans for you."
When Harry thought that everyone had left the boat, he got up from his refuge. His body was hurting, but he was able to go to the rails of the boat and look over the top. He could see Rachel in the moonlight. She was walking between Blackjack and Mickey. Blackjack was holding her tightly.
"Let me go,"
she screamed, trying to get free.
"Let me go."
"If Blackjack hurts her, I'll kill him," Harry thought to himself.
Harry climbed out of the boat and followed the pirates at a distance, hiding behind trees and bushes. They walked along the beach and then up some stone steps. The steps led to a small village. Harry was horrified when he arrived at the top step. As he looked around, he saw why the island had a reputation of violence and disorder. Men were walking in the street carrying assault rifles. When the men saw Blackjack and his crew, they began firing their weapons in the air and shouting at each other. Rachel was terrified.
"They're just some more of my men," Blackjack explained to her. "That's their way of saying hello to us and welcome back."
The pirates continued for a short distance until they came to some abandoned houses. The men who had been firing the rifles came to meet them, hitting each other on the back and laughing. Some of the pirates went into one of the houses, while others sat on a wall outside, smoking and talking. Harry saw a wooden hut nearby, and he hid behind it, taking care not to be seen. From there, Harry saw Blackjack and Rachel. The pirate was taking her into a second house. Harry was walking in the direction of the house when suddenly a man approached him from behind, putting a hand over Harry's mouth so that he couldn't make a noise. Harry felt something hard and pointed in his back.
"Shh! Don't make a sound, or I'll shoot you," said the person behind him.
Harry turned around quickly, prepared to attack. There was a man about Harry's age, and he was holding a lighter in his hand, not a gun. Just then, a couple of armed pirates passed the hut.
"Don't worry, I'm not your enemy," said the man. "I'm not a mercenary or a pirate."
And the two men returned to the safety of the wooden hut.
So what are you doing here? Harry asked, surprised. It's good to hear a familiar accent, said the man, recognizing Harry's Australian accent. I was waiting for a friend of mine when I saw those bandits approaching, he said, pointing to the steps near them. I saw you following them and I thought that I should hide and see what happened. I'm really pleased that you did, said Harry. They probably would have caught me if you hadn't stopped me. No problem, replied the man, offering his hand for Harry to shake. My name's Dave Williams. I'm a reporter for the Sydney newspaper, the Daily Telegraph. I'm Lieutenant Harry Johnson, said Harry, taking Dave's hand and shaking it. He was happy to meet another Australian. How did you get here? Harry asked, interested. Dave smiled. I was brought here by a small yacht, which left me less than a mile out at sea. I swam the rest of the distance to the beach. It sounds like a James Bond film, said Harry. I wish it were a film, but it's a serious situation here on the island, explained Dave. The editor of the Daily Telegraph sent me to investigate the violence. He turned to Harry. So, who are you? And why are you here?